Grace of the Lord Jesus be with us all. Good morning.
Good morning.
That was nearly quite an entrance there from Andy this morning. Is he hiding? He's gone, hasn't he?
He's gone.
You're very welcome here as we gather for Come and Sing the Christmas Story. It's great to see so many people here and you're very welcome amongst us. This morning's format is a little bit different. We've become used to the songs and the hymns that are part of our worship appearing on the screens. But today, everyone who's come into worship would have received the carol booklet. This is the booklet for you to take away. Don't leave it behind. It's yours to keep and take away with you. And just in case some people missed it on the way in, there are some large print ones. So if anybody needs a large print one, there are some at the back which can be found there. We're on our second week in Advent, and last week lots of people took one of the little Advent booklets away with them. There were about, I think, 8 of you, or maybe 10 of you, who wanted one and didn't get one last week. Who has them? Now don't stampede at the end, because we do have some extras as well. But I know that the people who are currently using it are really enjoying it. So it's got a little reading for each day of Advent, then a little thought, a little reflection, and a prayer at the end. And although we're through the first week in Advent, you can simply read on into January with the readings if you'd like to as well. So those are available this morning. And these are available this morning too. How many of these did we end up making, young church? How many of these did we make? 2,000? Right, I think that works out that you roughly buy 10 each in the way of the door. I think we've certainly got a lot. Let me just say a wee word about this. This is a lovely idea. It's a little bag of M&M sweeties. And since you handed those bags in the other week there, the folks in our young church have put them into these little bags, and there's a lovely Christmas poem. It's attached onto the bag, and it's all to do with the chocolates. And I'm not going to tell you, you need to buy one to see how it works. The 50 pence donation for these is the young church have chosen that the money that's collected would go to a cancer charity. So these will be available this morning at the end of the service, and over just on the right hand side as you go out. And also on the left-hand side, as you go out, the great big church Christmas card is there. If anyone hasn't signed that, there's still time to sign the Christmas card as well. So M&M's on the right as you go out, Christmas cards on the left as you go out. And finally this morning, just to say a great big thank you to all of the people who are working to prepare the sanctuary in different ways for Christmas. Christmas has arrived with our decorations and so on. So thank you very much to everyone who's been involved in that. Sunday by Sunday, we light our Advent candles and we'll move on to our second Sunday in Advent. I'm going to read some words and then Alec will strike up for us and we'll sing the chorus only of O Come All Ye Faithful as those lighting the candles this morning come forward. On this second Sunday of Advent, as we prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we light a candle of peace. For Christ himself is our peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Christ comes to bring justice, wholeness, and harmony to every place. May we know his peace this day. Sing together. No. It's just the chorus. I'm going to remain seated to sing the chorus while the folk are lighting the candles. It's exactly the same as last week. Okay? Let's try that again.
Let us adore him. Oh,
first candle of hope and now the second candle of peace shines bright. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot put it out. We're going to sing our first carol. It's number 2 in our carol books, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Come to prayer. We've come from different places this morning. For some of us, life is so busy and hectic at the moment, and so this is just a place where we can. For some of us, there are all kinds of challenges and difficult situations that we're dealing with. For others, life is the ordinary round of comings and goings. Some of us full of joy,
some of us sad and troubled. Jesus would be given the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this place we gather together this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to step away, not to forget the life that we are part of, but to come together in this way, young and old, women and men, girls and boys, and to remember that we are loved by you, that in Jesus Christ we have the God who is with us, that in Christ you came into our world, sharing our humanity and showing the greatest extent of your love. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so we thank you for the message of this season of Advent. And in the waiting and in the wondering, in the carols and the words, in the decorations, the writing of cards and the gifting, in all of these things, may we be mindful of Jesus, God with us. And so we thank you for this day, and we ask that you would come to us as we gather together. And we ask that in all that we share in this day, we would not only meet with one another, but we would meet with you and know your presence and your peace. And as your people now, we gather and we speak out loudly the words that you gave to your first followers as we pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. This is where the minister remembers that she's got a cold, and she remembers that she forgot to put a tissue in her pocket. And she thinks to herself, what am I going to do this morning? Oh, you seriously? You're a star. Is that going to leave you better to shoot? You'll be okay. Thank you, that was wonderful. I've had the cold. Have any of you had the cold? Your wee sister? She's got a virus. Oh, that's not so good. This wee man needs a tissue now. Has anyone else had the cold? What's the worst bit about having a cold, do you think? Coughing. Do you know, Logan, last night at 3 o'clock in the morning, he's like, coming back, right? 3 o'clock in the morning, the minister was walking around and he was going, coughing. I don't think coughing is the worst bit, though. I think it's another bit of cold that I don't like. What's that? Are any other bits of colds that you don't like? Oh. Now, being sick is not nice either, is it? Not good. Emily, you've got it absolutely locked up, Moses. That is my, number one thing. Oh, it's horrible, isn't it? So a lot of us have got sniffles, and we've got coughs, and we've got colds, and lots of different things happen at this time of year. People kind of get quite tired. Sometimes people get a wee bit irritable. A wee bit irritable. But what we're trying to remember when we come together like this is that God loves us, and you'll hear me say this every single Sunday. God loves us, and in sending Jesus, God has made his love real for us. And it's the greatest journey, and we're going to watch a wee something on the screen. Enjoy.
scary Romans. We can't jump over them. We can't crawl under them. Oh no, we have to walk between them. Steady step, walk to walk, steady step. We're going on a journey. It's going to be a long one. Got to find a place to stay, cause Mary's having a baby. Uh-oh, no bed, no comfy bouncy bed. We can't stay in the hotel, we can't stay in the spare room. Oh no, we'll have to sleep beside the animals. Get off, we're going on a journey. It's going to be a long one. An angel came to see us, told us of a savior. So we're gonna welcome him, finding the manger. Uh-oh, sheep poo, smelly, stinky poo. We can't fly over it, we can't tiptoe around it. Oh no, we'll have to tread on it. Tread, scratch, tread, scratch, tread, scratch. Ugh. We're going on a journey. It's going to be a long one, following the shining star to worship the baby king. We've got lots of presents, gold, myrrh, and frankincense. Uh-oh, Herod, mean, nasty Herod. We can't go back to Herod. We can't say where Jesus is. Oh no, we'll have to leave another way.
And that's what all of us are doing this week in church and next week, and as we build right up to all that's going to happen with Young Church doing their nativity, it's a journey to Bethlehem, and in that place we meet the love of God made new in our world. We're going to sing again carol number 4, Joy to the World.
I'm not. seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian.
A son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onwards and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of Hosts will do this.